Welcome to Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them, a weekly podcast hosted by Stacey Jones, the CEO and founder of Los Angeles entertainment marketing agency Hollywood Brandon. Join Stacey and learn from her 20 years of experience as she shares top-notch advice on marketing best practices for brands and walks you through how to leverage entertainment content and influencer partnerships to increase your brand's overall consumer engagement and, most importantly, your sales. And now, here's your host, Stacey Jones.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. I'm Stacey Jones, and today I'm going to talk to you about six ways scary content actually increases sales for brands willing to work with a horror genre. So, you might think that being scared makes you have negative feelings about whatever you see on screen, including a brand. But you know what? Research shows that is absolutely the opposite of what happens. Viewers truly experience positive and high engagement with the brands they see on screen. Why? Think of it as the teddy bear phenomena. Your brand's in that scary scene, it's clutched onto by the viewer, and it's a literal mental lifesaver. Serial killers, bloody crime scenes, supernatural villains, and other types of components of a scary movie can be frightening. But the idea of having your brand appear as product placement in a horror movie really doesn't have to be. And in fact, brands can see measurable sales success from horror content partnerships. While many brands immediately reject the idea of such partnerships, some of the largest brands have realized the benefits and actually create comprehensive campaigns and strategies to support their product placement exposures. So why is horror so engaging? Before you miss out on the massive opportunities that working with a horror project can yield, consider six reasons not to disregard this genre. For one, scary increases brand recall, and it provides positive associations. As I just referenced when I said teddy bear phenomena, according to research by Leah Dunn at the University of British Columbia Sauder School of Business, brands are more likely to be recalled if they are associated with a scene that induces fear or makes the viewer feel alone. When a moviegoer is frightened, feelings of loneliness are heightened. Despite going to the cinema with a date or as a group outing, once the lights go down, each person is virtually cut off from surrounding human engagement. Thus, as the viewer watches the film, reactions are internalized and they're immersed into the storyline. The study proved that when respondents were scared, they developed an increased emotional attachment toward surrounded branded products, resulting in a higher recall rate and a more positive association. Why? Well, the emotional instinct a child feels to cling to a teddy bear when he or she is scared is the same type of instinct all humans share, whether it be popcorn in the theater or even just 10 seconds, according to the survey findings of visual brand recognition on screen. Secondly, horror has been on the rise and it's continuing to grow. The horror genre has been increasingly successful in both TV and film. From zombie obsessions with projects such as The Walking Dead or World War Z, vampire TV like True Blood, supernatural thrillers such as American Horror Story or serial killer center shows like Dexter, or even clown horrors like It. Audiences are flocking to screens and getting hooked on these shows. It's undeniable that the genre has increased in popularity with heightened gore, blood, and suspense to match. As a third reason, scary engages males. The young male, from teen to 35, is often an elusive target for marketers. They don't sit in front of the TV set watching comedies and dramas as much as they are sitting in front of their monitors playing video games. But they are sitting in theaters watching their favorite horror films, and then re-watching them 20 times over at home after DVD release, and then playing the video game that's created from the film or TV show. And having the opportunity to be front and center in a starring role in that movie, TV show, or video game? Golden opportunity to influence and drive brand sales. For a fourth reason, horror brings in big bucks. Some of the most profitable films of recent years across all movie genres happen to be horror movies, both at box office and streaming views at home, including The Purge, Oculus, The Conjuring, Insidious, Poltergeist, The Gift, Ouija, Paranormal Activity, and Unfriended. More impressive than the fact that these films brought in big numbers is what little money they needed to make them in the first place. For example, The Purge debuted at number one at the box office, and it grossed $89 million overall. Its production budget? Just $3 million. That's crazy in a world where most movies have a budget north of $25 million. As a fifth reason, low-budget horror films are brand-friendly due to money interest by the producers. Productions that have low production budgets are notoriously open to creating brand partnerships of any size, as they operate on the fact that even small dollars can be put towards even better special effects. This allows brands who have smaller to medium-sized budgets the ability to create very powerful and strategized campaigns around the film at a fraction of what the cost would be with larger box office franchise pictures of other genres. As a sixth reason, the edge of your seat films appeals to early adopters. Adventure and thrill seekers favor content including horror films. Scary edge of your seat thrillers cause adrenaline to course through the body, similar to the thrill of skydiving, race car driving, bungee jumping, or even rock climbing. Just like when pursuing these activities, the horror movies goers' palms sweat, muscles tense, skin temperature drops several degrees, and blood pressure spikes. And of most importance to brands, these adventure seekers are possibly one of the largest groups of early adopters for new trends, which includes brands. All of these reasons are why so many brands make exceptions to their typical marketing practice of making sure content is clean and wholesome. Scary movies reach a very specific audience, and with appearances in horror productions from the smaller film franchises to the zombie apocalypse thrillers, big name brands are capitalizing on this profitable marketing strategy. It's time to get over your fears. Marketers who previously shuddered at the thought of horror films should consider embracing the genre, especially with a millennial demographic, to gain an engagement factor that will strongly influence and drive future brand sales. Let go of your fear of overspending for a product placement. It doesn't have to be costly. These are affordable opportunities for brands. Have you ever wondered how a comprehensive product placement program works? Or do you want to know how to create a promotional partnership strategy with a movie partner? We've created an awesome guide on Product Placement and Promotions 101 that you can find in our library on hollywoodbranded.com. And if you want some more helpful hints, check out our blog, blog.hollywoodbranded.com, where we have hundreds of articles all created to help you become a better brand marketer. That's it for this episode. I hope it was helpful. And please let me know if you have any feedback. I'll see you next week. And as always, if you need a little or a lot of help, my agency, Hollywood Branded, is here to lend a hand. If you would leave a review or any questions I can address in the future, I'd really appreciate it, as your feedback helps me know my advice is valuable and interesting to you.
Are you ready to make the magic of product placement, celebrity event activations, or influencer partnerships help your sales? Visit HollywoodBranded.com to gain access to free content to learn which key tactics best fit your brand. You'll find surveys, webinars, daily blogs, ebooks, and guides, all created to make sure you have access to the best possible marketing practices. Don't forget to join Stacey Jones for our next podcast conversation about marketing mistakes and how to avoid them. Let's make that entertainment marketing magic happen for you.